last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome to The Last Savior. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Zainab Askari. And today in our studio, we have with us very special guest, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure.
Well, Dr. Alavi, in our previous episodes, you told us one thing that was really, really interesting. That was the language of the people in the Islamic government will be one. And in any country, in any state, in any place on earth, when someone would actually wish to see Imam, he would be able to see him. He would be able to talk to him. That means the government seems to be universal. The justice also that we had been discussing seems to be universal. Yeah. So I would want you to focus more on this universal justice.
We were talking about the characteristics of Mahdavi Utopia, in which the ruler of that utopia is an infallible person. And the second, the government that he actually introduces and brings about is something quite, let's say, specific and very different with any government that we have in mind and we have seen and witnessed in the world. And third, we are going to talk about now about justice.
All right.
I said that justice is a key element, let's say, key feature of the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, or that utopia that we are, inshallah, waiting for, inshallah, will come. So we said that the mission of all the prophets of God was to invite people to justice and to even to stand in front of injustice, unjust rulers and unjust and tyrant rulers.
Yes.
This was the conduct and sunnah of all the prophets.
Yes.
From the beginning of creation till today. And all of them were the same. I mean, if you collect all the prophets in one area, you see that all of them have this same belief that they want to be just and to stand in front of injustice.
Exactly. And when we read the stories from Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revealing on their prophets that I'm going to punish this particular nation for the injustice they have carried out, it seems that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been trying to, through his prophets, establish justice on earth from the very beginning.
Yeah, very true. So when they are going to actually invite people to justice, it's not in the way to oppress some to establish justice. No, they do justice with justice. So it means that since they are the prophets or the successors of God or the imams of God on the earth, they know that this is their own mission. And we refer to that verse of Al-Quran that says, لِيَقُمَ النَّاسَ بِالْقِسْطِ. This is what they have been doing. Look, in Islam, Islamic teachings and divine teachings, justice itself has a special rank and special status.
Yes.
And all, even the humans, were asked just to manage their lives in a way that they help this justice to happen.
Yeah.
And we were asked even in major and minor principles.
Yes.
That, okay, this is the justice that we wanted in different aspects of our life, from a social one, let's say, to a cultural one, to a, let's say, political or different aspects of word. Even in the kind of way that we are talking, in our, let's say, treatment of people, in our behavior. You see, it says that أَعْدِلُ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. That is, be just, because it is closer to piety. Next, whether قُلْتُمْ فَعْدِلُ, even in your talking, in your speech, try to be just. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do.
Well, I think that needs some explanation because that seems to be very interesting. We'll ask you that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old pain.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. We are with Dr. Ali Alavi. Dr. Alavi, before going to the break, you were talking about justice, and you said that even we have to be just through our speech, through our actions, whatever we carry out. But there are many people who believe that it's just the government who has to be just. But you're saying that even we as believers, as the waiters of Imam, as in the hope of like to be his soldiers, we have to be just through our, even through our speech.
Yeah. No, everyone, as you rightly mentioned, everyone should be just. It's not only the duty of a leader, the duty of even the people, the duty of the society, the duty of, let's say, everyone who has a duty bound, his duty is to be just. As we said that even in our behavior, in our sayings, in our words, you know, we have to be just, we have to keep justice. As I said, justice is quite different, let's say, characteristic or concept of Mahdawi utopia. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very sensitive on this concept.
All
we
right.
see in the whole Quran, everywhere in Quran you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِنَّ اللَّهِ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ, orders you to justice and kindness.
Yes.
Again, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنْآنَ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ لَا تَعْدِلُوا يَعْدِلُهُ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Again, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ لَمْ يَحْمَدْ عَدْلًا وَلَمْ يَذِمْ جَوْرًا فَقَدْ بَارَزَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِالْمُحَارَبَةِ. Whoever does not praise justice, and does not stand in front of oppression, it's as if he stood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stood in the sense of that, it is raised.
Started opposing, as an opponent.
Started a war in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, so if we want to talk about justice and this important concept, I think we have to take more time to say that this concept is something special, that this justice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sensitive, and even the prophets, the leaders, we're sensitive on, this is not something, let's say, ordinary that we can even ignore and continue.
Yeah.
So all of the, even the, this justice is very even sweet for the people. If you ask in every single person on the earth, what is the issue, what is the problem that actually bothers you, irritates you in your life? They will say injustice.
Exactly.
This is something that quite common between all the people in
even,
different
even
parts
in
of
their
life.
Relations.
Even their relations, everywhere.
Yes.
So whatever actually bothers people is injustice.
Is injustice, truly.
So Imam wants to come to bring justice in different dimensions of people's life, not only in their, let's say, personal lives.
Yes.
And the relationship between the ruler and the nation, and the relationship between nation and the ruler, nation between themselves, society between themselves, people between neighbors, families, inside the families, man and wife, a different aspect of the existence.
Yes.
Is going to come and actually bring justice.
Yes. Dr. Alavi will talk more on that with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. We are with Dr. Ali Alavi. We are discussing about universal justice that's going to be happening in the Mahdawi utopia. Well, Dr. Alavi, we talked about justice and you said that it should not be just bound to a leader, a government. It should be every duty-bound person living in a society is authorized to practice justice through his speech, through his actions, through whatever he does in the society. As Imam Ali al-Islam rightly puts it, that justice is the foundation of everything. Like, even if you want to build a relationship, build it on justice. Even if you want to build a society, build it on justice. And since we have Islamic government over here, we have to build that on justice. Even through being soldiers, we have to practice that.
As people in the different parts of the world, not only today, even in the past, have seen injustice from different entities, from different aspects.
Yes.
So it became like that, okay, they got quite hopeless, that no, something will not come. It's just a dream to find, let's say, a justice. So such a time that will never come, that we are waiting for a government that is full of justice, is going to bring even justice inside my family. Is it possible? So it's very difficult for people to actually to digest it and to accept it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, hopelessness actually has penetrated in different parts of their existence.
Yeah.
From top to down.
But still, this hope has...
exists somewhere.
Yes, it exists. And you remind me of some of the very beautiful lines. These are in Urdu, which say, "Zakhm hum dikhayenge jab imam aayenge," which means we will show up our wounds when imam is going to come.
Very beautiful.
So there's this hope. Like you said, injustice is seen somewhere by every person, and they have this hope, I will show these wounds to someone who is going to bring me justice.
It's beautiful to know that from day one of the creation, even the time of the other prophets, before Islam, they were saying, all those imams, that this justice will be shown at the time of Mahdavi Tawb, at the time of Imam Mahdi government.
Yes.
This is very beautiful. It has been actually documented in lots of narrations that sometimes they were asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Ahlul Bayt. For example, we have that they actually talked to Allah, some of the prophets of God. And they said that for the sake of Muhammad and his family, for example, save us and do this and do that. They were making du'as and supplications. But they were telling people that justice will come up at the end of that time. Most of these, some of the prophets of God, even before Islam.
Yes.
So it is that important that even the name of Imam Mahdi, one of the names of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, is justice itself. That's why in du'a we read that As-salamu ala al-adl al-mushtahar.
Yes, the one.
As-salamu ala al-adl. That is, he is the manifestation
of justice.
And representation of justice.
Exactly.
So he's the one that is known for justice, known for this equality on the scene of earth. In another dua we read, Allahumma salli ala waliya amrika al-qa'im, al-mu'amil wal-adl al-muntadhar, awaiting justice. It doesn't mean that he's waiting for justice. No, he is a justice that actually awaiting for his reappearance, for his advent. This justice is one of the key features of a Mahdi utopia that we talked about a little bit, but in case we need to discuss it in depth, I think it takes lots of sessions to talk about. So based on what we actually explained up to now, about the ruler, about the government, about the justice in that Mahdi utopia, or that beautiful utopia that we are waiting for, if you ask us that what are the two key features of such a government, I think we can deduce it from our explanations, or even our respected listeners can reach to this conclusion, okay, that there are two exclusive features for this government that cannot be seen in any other government. Even in the past, we cannot find that. One is the universal government, unified universal government.
Yes.
We cannot see it in the history at all. We
don't even see that one language being spoken by all the people around the world.
Exactly. So unified universal language. So people are all unified.
Wow. And even that unified
unification in every sense, not only in the language, as I said.
All right.
In the race, in, let's say, geographical differences. In the universe, they are unified. People are all unified.
All right.
Second is justice. As I said earlier, justice is very important. The government that Imam establishes is full of justice. As I said, I think it's going to be repeated, whatever we have said earlier. But if we want to say that, okay, what are the two key features of Imam? Universality of his government and justice.
All right.
You see that all the, let's say, even freedom seekers, not only in Islam world, but also in non-Muslim world, when they wanted to come to actually to have the support of people with them, they had the motto of justice with themselves.
So we even see that today. Like, whosoever speaks at the election campaign, the one word that gets very bold is justice, justice,
and justice. We are coming for justice.
Yes.
Definitely.
Well, I don't think that's been seen in the world right now. And it won't be seen until Islamic, the divine ruler, Imam Mahdi Ajallah Ta'ala Faraj, is going to come. Thank you so much, Dr. Alavi, for being with us. We'll discuss more with you in upcoming sessions. Dear listeners, since we are talking about justice, a very beautiful hadith from Lady Fatimah Zahra Salaam Alayha came into my mind, which says, justice is obligatory for the peace of hearts. So do not break hearts. Do not disturb the peace of the hearts, because that's going to be one of the obligatory things that you are breaking. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to the IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.